Shalom, this is John Parsons, HebrewForChristians.com. Catch us on the web, www.HebrewForChristians.com, or Google Learn Hebrew. And today I would like to talk briefly about the way of the righteous, Psalm 1, in particular the first verse or two. And I'm entitling this very short talk, Derech Tzadikim, the way of the righteous. Now, I have this information on Hebrew for Christians website. You're welcome to go and read this and think about it. I'm putting this out verbally for people who are visually impaired or want to hear my voice discussing some of this. It's very informal. I'm sitting at my computer here and just want to share with you a little bit about Psalm 1. And really the Psalms in general. I will say this, in my own personal experience, the Psalms, Tehillim in Hebrew, have been my heart link to God. Whenever I felt in darkness or fearful or happy or thankful, there's always a word in the Psalms that will resonate with my heart. And so I often go to the Psalms as a way of finding the spiritual language to speak my heart to God. And so I'm very grateful for the book of Psalms, Sefer Tehillim, to store in your heart. Now, Psalm 1 starts as a sort of preface to the entire book of Psalms. And it first of all extols the way of the righteous, or Derech Tzadikim, the way of the righteous. And this is contrasted with the way of the wicked, or Derech Reshaim. So this is a foundational psalm, Psalm 1. It opens the Psalter, the book of Psalms, and it's intended to encourage us to separate from the ways and customs of the prevailing godless culture. We're being called away to walk a righteous path that's not about this world. Now note that the very first verse of this very first psalm declares that the happy person, Ashrei Ha'ish, neither walks in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. This is poetic language. These metaphors are meant to show us a progression here. We'll see that in a minute. But I want to read the Hebrew text and then talk a little bit about that. So the Hebrew for Psalm 1, verse 1, Ashrei Ha'ish, Asher lo halach ba'atzat rashi'im, uvderech hata'im lo amad, uvmoshav leitzim lo yashav. And I'll just translate this loosely. Happy, Asher, happy is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Note, first of all, that King David uses parallel thoughts in this verse. The verbs walk, stand, and sit are marking a progression, or rather a regression, away from the upward walk of the righteous to a place, a descended place of despair, cynicism, and bitterness. Looked at from the reverse perspective, the ungodly first heed wicked counsel and then walk in its doctrine and presuppositions. This causes them to slow down and stand in a sinful state, that is, to dwell in a state of ignorance. The sense of life's urgency is then lost to them, and there's no place to go, quote-unquote. There's no development or goal or reason or purpose or direction to life. So they finally decide, the wicked do, to sit down or dwell in a place of abiding scorn or negativity. This is sort of the default mode or way of the wicked, the way of the flesh, the way of the natural man. It's not a very romanticized view of human nature here. Note that the righteous, the tzadikim from tzedek, meaning righteous, the tzadikim do not walk in the counsel of the wicked. In other words, since they live by a different set of axioms or presuppositions, they realize that the thoughts of the wicked are grounded in fallacious assumptions about reality. And since thought ultimately determines action, The repudiation of the assumptions of the wicked inevitably lead to a different lifestyle or a different walk, quote unquote, for the righteous. This is a collision of faith between the righteous, the tzaddikim, and the world system that I've mentioned elsewhere on the Hebrew for Christian site. Second, since the righteous man is occupied walking according to this different set of principles, he will not be found standing in the way of sinners. Now this way of sinners, derech chataim, is essentially one of ignorance, because sin, chet, is essentially missing the mark. The righteous soul actively discerns and walks by the truth about reality. Such discernment means rejecting the status quo and standing apart from the crowd. This is the suffering outside the camp of the world, the house of fear, the lonely place of faith that leads the righteous to separate from the groupthink and self-deception of the crowd. So there's a separation taking place, collision with the world, a sort of walking away from the camp, the lonely walk of faith. Not entirely lonely, but because we can be with like-minded people, but lonely in the sense that we have to sort of break from the world. Third, because the righteous walk differently, away from the crowd, they will not be found sitting with the scornful or scorners. The word translated sits, yashav, can also be translated as lives or dwells. And the word translated scorner is leitz, a cynic who mocks, yalitz, mocks everything in a show of superficial superiority. The leitz is unteachable and arrogantly considers himself or herself to be better than others. He or she is considered an incorrigible fool in the book of Proverbs. The way of the righteous is one of humility and love for others who are created B'Tselem Elohim in the image of God, and sanctified speech upbuilds others and expresses goodwill. This is very much in distinction from the cynic who mocks and tears down and belittles in order to feel good about himself or herself. We depart from the way of the righteous whenever we heed the counsel of the wicked. That is, whenever we begin making their words our own. Now, this can happen subliminally or subconsciously. When we listen to the news from the mass media, or when we listen to the lies of politicians, for example, and uncritically accept their distorted versions of reality, we're in a sense taking counsel of the wicked. And the same can be said regarding heeding the messages of the advertisers, TV shows, movies, pop music, and so on. Often the messages are subliminal. They attempt to cajole us to accept alternative visions of reality. Is it any wonder that television is referred to as programming? Advertisers, politicians, educational psychologists, sociologists, social engineers, all those types, they all understand that manipulating how people think determines what they will eventually do. Getting you to uncritically accept their messages is the first step to enslaving you. Okay? The lie. The power of the lie. If we're not careful, we might find ourselves believing the twisted versions of reality that are passed off as truth in our world. And if we find ourselves complaining, murmuring, or despairing over the things of this world, we're seeing the evil that we're scripted to see. And therefore we become wicked ourselves. The good eye sees the good, as I've mentioned before, and the evil eye searches out the evil. So even looking along the way of the wicked is, in a sense, to search out wickedness, to see it. And that's something to be rejected and be conscious of. Who we listen to is of vital importance. So Shema, we're supposed to be listening to the Holy Spirit, to truth. And as we do this, as we attune ourselves to truth, we are going to be set free progressively from the lies and the distortions and the dissonance that's in the air. Now, the way of the righteous is one of faith, hope, and love. And Hakarat Tova is a Hebrew phrase. It means recognizing or being conscious of the good. In other words, it means gratitude. Hakarat Tova is one of the Midot Halev, the qualities of the heart, that should mark the lives of those who are grace-based and focused. Gratitude is a product of joy, obtained from the gift of being conscious of God's grace. Note that the word joy in Greek is chara, and the word for grace in Greek is charis. So there's an etymological connection between chara and charis. Faith accepts that all things are working together for good. Gamzu letova, this too is for the good, and therefore it rejects assumptions that foster bitterness and anger. So the way of faith is going to have joy associated with it because it sees and accepts reality. Now the sages note that Psalm 1 verse 1 could have been written this way. Cursed is the man who walks in the ways of the wicked, who stands in the way of sinners, who sits in the seat of the scornful. But David took a healing approach by stating it positively. Positive criticism focuses on the potential for good we see in ourselves and others. Using harsh words of rebuke leads to pain and misunderstanding. So our speech needs to be sanctified, edified, and building up hope in other people. Now, the whole purpose of communication, the word, is to build up and to bring love and bring to light hope in the heart. That's a true reason why we communicate. We need to judge others, including ourselves, in the best possible light. So Hakarat Tova means recognizing the good we see in others and choosing to see with Ayin Tova, or the good eye. It's a practice. We have to choose to look along the lines of good rather than evil. Focusing on God, elevating our thoughts, returns us from the path of the wicked to the realm of divine happiness. God has told us that we can escape from the pervasive counsel of the wicked by finding delight in the law of the Lord. Or in Hebrew, Ki im betorat Adonai hefso, uv torato yege yomam valayla. This is verse 2 of Psalm 1. But the Torah of the Lord is his delight, and in his Torah he meditates day and night. A truly happy person, Ashrei HaIsh, finds delight in the Torah of the Lord. Note that the Hebrew word asher means to go straight or to walk on or press on, to make progress. Pressing on in righteousness leads us to true happiness, a state of blessedness, or osher, which means richness or prosperity. The happy man, Ashrei HaIsh, represents the ideal man of God who's not ensnared by the ways of the wickedness that surrounds him. His victory over the world is found in faith. That's the Torah perspective. That's the way forward. So I hope some of these thoughts are helpful to you as you consider Psalm 1 and the way of the righteous. For more information, visit us at www.hebrewforchristians.com. Shalom b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu. Peace to you in the name of Jesus our Messiah. Bye for now.